AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Paramedics and ambulances rushed to a music festival in Tempe, Arizona last night after calls came in about people being hurt when the crowd rushed one of the stages. As many as 12 people were injured when those in the back of the crowd surged forward as the reggae band Rebolution took the stage. Jewel Myers tells KNXV-TV she was caught in the crush.
It was just like chaos, and so then one of the paramedics actually pulled me out because I couldn't get out. So then people started lifting me up, trying to get me out, and I did, thankfully.
The TV station reports that two juveniles have life-threatening injuries. Up to 1 million people are expected on the Ben Franklin Parkway in Philadelphia this evening for Pope Francis Mass. That was the last major event on his trip to the U.S. Last night, he addressed a crowd at the World Meeting of Families Festival. Through an interpreter, Francis said family quarrels should not develop into grudges.
Never let the day end
sin hacer la paz,
without making peace.
Irma Partida, who was at the festival, says she's praying Congress will heed the Pope's call for immigration reform.
I myself have papers, but I have a brother that's suffering, and I wish the miracle comes true.
President Obama travels to New York for a speech to the UN's Summit on Global Troubles, which is being held ahead of the General Assembly, which begins tomorrow. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes tells reporters Obama is trying to get others in the UN to back efforts to fight poverty, global warming, and violent extremism.
When you look at our affirmative agenda in the world, so much of it depends upon building coalitions and advancing collective action.
While in New York, the president will also meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is AP Radio News. A brief clash today between Israeli police and young Palestinian protesters at Jerusalem's most holy site, known to Jews as the Temple Mount, to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary. Police say a small group of mass Palestinians threw rocks and firecrackers at officers who responded with stun grenades. A popular New Jersey high school athlete died Friday night after being injured in a football game. Ed Donahue with more.
Evan Murray was a three-sport athlete at Warren Hills Regional High School outside New York. People at the game say the quarterback walked off the field under his own power after being hit. A witness told the New York Daily News Murray felt woozy after the tackle, but reassured teammates he was fine. He was lifted onto a gurney and taken to a hospital. Members of the school community say they are in shock. Coaches, students, and members of the community gathered at the school's football field for a memorial. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.